For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Artificial intelligence is controversial, but Wisconsin Technical College students are learning with the help of AI. Educators say it will prepare them for the careers of the future. Mike Moan reports.
Layla Merrifield, president of the Wisconsin Technical Colleges system, says manufacturers are making it clear they want a workforce that has the know-how in working with and programming machinery fitted with AI. She says that's why the system is integrating it with coursework at regional campuses.
Here in Wisconsin, we really have a structural workforce shortage, and our demographics are telling us that that will continue. And what we're seeing, it's really upskilling the workforce.
Elected officials face pressure to adopt regulations that would ensure artificial intelligence is used safely. Merrifield says schools in Wisconsin prioritize teaching students how to use AI ethically and appropriately. An analysis from the Center for Security and Emerging Technology says community and technical colleges have the potential to grow and sustain the AI talent pool, but barriers like inconsistent government funding need to be addressed. Merrifield says Wisconsin's campuses are coming off modest general aid increases from the legislature. She says they'll be requesting more in the next budget cycle. They also have to balance tuition affordability.
We understand that our students often come from limited means. They have limited financial resources, and so we try to keep tuition as low as possible.
And whether it's AI curriculum or other courses, Merrifield suggests they need the right amount of support to stay nimble and retool programming based on workforce trends. Waukesha County Technical College is one of the schools offering a class where students learn about the foundations of AI. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by Lumina Foundation.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low in the mid-50s. Sunny and even warmer tomorrow, a high in the mid-80s. More sunshine and low 80s Sunday and Monday, then much cooler. Highs fall back to the low 60s on Tuesday and upper 60s for Wednesday. It's 55 right now.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, James Vanderloo, the head of OEC Group, an expert in transatlantic trade and tariffs, will get all wonky with me. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Box, sitting in for Jane Matt and Air, who will be returning on Monday. We're really happy to have you here today. You can be part of the conversation by calling or texting 855-752-8557-5CIVIC or drop a comment on the live stream. We are currently streaming on Civic Media's YouTube as well as Civic Media's Twitter / X page right now. And you can drop a comment right there. Calvin, guess what time it is? By the way, that's Calvin on the boards.
I was going to say it's time to recombobulate, but I think there's actually something before that.
Well, of course it's Friday. It's Friday, and with our new time, thank you, by the way, for making that clear, Dan Schaefer, the founder of the Recombobulationary / political editor of Civic Media. He is standing by to recombobulate with us, but he's part of the excitement, which is the Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest keyword, which is happening right meow. Right meow. I'm going to give you a keyword, and this is what you're going to do is when I give you that keyword, you're going to go to your app, open it up, text us through the app, text that keyword, and you'll be entered for the daily contest of either $100 or some jewelry. All entries will be put into a gigantic pot, and one winner will emerge with two tickets, club-level seating, to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay take on New Orleans on the 23rd of December, which is going to be a fantastic Christmas present for somebody. But all you have to do is send us that keyword. And that keyword is for the 11 o'clock hour, money. M-O-N-E-Y, money. Make sure you spell it correctly. Text it through the Civic Media app, because if you spell it incorrectly, you're not entered. And we can't help you. So Oh, we can help you. We're nice people like that. But yes, text the word money through the Civic Media app right now. We look forward to hearing from you. It'll be another keyword coming to you at 1 o'clock on Todd Elba's show, and then 4 o'clock during Maggie Dawn's show. But today is the last day to enter to possibly win in the green or gold text to win contest. Now, the word money is out there, but let's get in here right now with Dan Schaefer. Like I said, he is the founder of the Recombobulation Area, but also the political editor of Civic Media. Dan Schaefer, welcome to Friday. Welcome to 11 a.m. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Greg. I'm recombobulating here in Milwaukee and always happy to join you on Matt Nair on Air.
I mean, you recombobulating, I wish there was a bigger word right now, because the work you've done, I mean, you are always working. You're always writing. You are always putting stories out there. You're always informing the people, but you're doing something special again, which is your voter guide, your statewide voter guide, which we started talking about last week. We're going to talk about today as well, where you break down every single election statewide in Wisconsin, assembly, Senate. Am I correct?
That's right. All 115 races. I'm the only guy crazy enough to go through and preview a district by district, all 115 races happening this year in the Wisconsin State Legislature. And it's a pretty unique year. You know, I've done this preview at the Recombobulation Area in the last two election cycles in 2020 and 2022. But this one's a little bit different, because not only is it, you know, am I working with all of you fine folks at Civic Media, all of our wonderful coworkers now at Civic Media that have really brought this preview to life in really exciting new ways, with graphics and interactive features and all sorts of things you can get on the Civic Media Wisconsin Legislature Voter Guide. But we also have new maps this year.
Yes.
And that's a pretty exciting thing, too. You know, we talked so much about the new maps when the Wisconsin Supreme Court race was happening, when those map submissions were going through that kind of fraught process earlier this year. And now we're here. Now we're here, less than 40 days away from Election Day, and we have new maps. And, you know, it's really like there's so much attention paid to the presidential race in Wisconsin for obvious reasons. We're one of the seven states that will really decide the outcome of the election. The Senate race, of course, also getting a lot of attention. But down ballot, there's so much happening too. And with new maps, there's so many new opportunities, so many more competitive races. And we're finally out from under the thumb of one of the most ridiculous partisan gerrymanders that we've seen anywhere in the country. So this is a tremendous opportunity for Wisconsin. So as you're, you know, seeing all those ads come through your TV, come, you know, pop up on YouTube, whatever it might be, for presidential races, Senate races, what have you, don't forget to look down ballot, because this year is more interesting and more exciting and more competitive than we've seen in anything in more than a decade.
Honestly, when you say ads, it's funny because Steve from Milwaukee texted and he's listening right now. He said, I have a friend just coming back to Wisconsin in a while, and he can't believe how many stupid ads he has seen from all of the super PACs out there. Dan, I want to ask you a question, though. Like, you are a journalist. You are an award-winning journalist, you are. And when you're reporting on these things, you keep a fair mind about the information you're putting out there. You want to make sure people are informed. And you said it's different because we have fair maps this year. When you did this process in the past, were you as excited? Because, like, you're looking at the old maps, you're looking at the elections from before, you're like, all right, we kind of know who's going to win. We know who's going to lose. We know the area. So here you go. And this is why. But from you, from other candidates, from other, you know, whether it's, you know, just listeners and voters, there's an excitement in the air. So was it a little more exciting this year to be like, oh, I get to really work with the odds here. And, like, here we go because of fair maps.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited about this every year because I'm a huge nerd, but I think this one, there's so many more, you know, I like competition. You guys know I'm a sports fan. I'm a big fan of the Bucks and the Packers and everybody else. But I get, you know, part of what I'm excited about this is that there is so much more competition. In previous previews that I had done for the 99 seat Wisconsin State Assembly, you know, I think it was 2022 that I only had one toss up identified.
Yeah.
You know, and that just goes to show how gerrymandering works. It makes it just a bunch of very blue districts and a bunch of very red districts and not a whole lot in the middle. And this year we have a whole lot more in the middle. And you know, in the state assembly, I've identified 8 toss-up races and then 4 more that are, you know, closely competitive and probably, you know, have a favorite on either side, but are races that could realistically be won by either candidate. So, you know, I think there are 12 key races that will ultimately determine the majority in the assembly. And that is a far cry from where it has been in years past, because under this gerrymander, Republicans have held 60 or more of these assembly seats every year since the gerrymander was passed for the 2012 election. So this is unlike anything we've seen before in the last decade plus here. And I think it just goes to show, you know, a better, more accurately reflects the political geography of Wisconsin and the 50-50 purple state nature of this state. And we have, you know, the toss-up races are in many of the swing regions of the state that you might come to expect. The Milwaukee area suburbs, La Crosse, Eau Claire, the Fox Valley, the Green Bay area. A lot of these places that you're seeing, you know, so many candidates and their surrogates show up in this year for the presidential election, the Senate race, what have you. And that's also now reflected better in the maps. And so these swing areas are going to be the ones that ultimately determine the majority. What a concept, Greg. Right?
If you're just tuning in right now, you are listening to the dulcet tones of Mr. Dan Schaefer. He is the founder of the Recombobulation Area, as well as Civic Media's political editor, and we are talking about his voter guide, which will be available also on the Civic Media website. It is available on the Civic Media website, also available in our show notes today. It will take you right to all the great work that he's doing. And, you know, this is the first step. You know, there's so much excitement. The candidates who've come out to run for office are excited. And I think that most people have a realistic attitude that I don't think anyone's sitting there going, you know, the Democrats are going to take the assembly and they're going to take the speaker and they're going to go Howard Dean and go, yeah, and they're going to be like going crazy. But even if some of these key races you're talking about are won or well contested, that's just inspiration for the next election that comes forward and more people to come out and say, no, I want to do this. We have fair maps. I have something to say. I want to run. And, you know, I don't just see where it's going to take us in November. It's fair maps and this groundswell of support is where it's going to take us in the next 5 to 10 years as a state as well.
Yeah, it really sets up, you know, an opportunity for change, not just in this election, but down the line, too. I think in the assembly, you know, I still think Republicans are the slight favorites to mm-hmm. win the majority.
Yeah.
You know, because I think incumbency is a huge factor in a lot of these down ballot elections where name recognition is really important. And I think, you know, just the overall political geography of the state might suggest that, you know, Republicans have a very slight advantage, but again, a slight one. And yeah. I think it's going to come down to, you know, some of these swing areas of the state and places like Green Bay that have, you know, the Green Bay and Brown County seats are ones that I've certainly circled. There are 2 toss-up assembly races and 1 toss-up Senate seat. So I think, you know, those are really going to make a big difference. And then this sets the table for future elections, too, because the Senate, only half of the state Senate is up every 2 years. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the incumbent senators that are not up until 2026, that tips 12-5 in favor of Republicans. So the realistic outcome for Democrats in the state Senate is to really close the gap this year and put the majority in play 2 years from now. But I think this also creates a healthier democracy overall. And I think we're seeing that in some of the Republican candidates that they are recruiting and putting forth in some of these swing races. You know, I was thinking about the preview that I wrote 2 years ago, and one of the most closely competitive seats there was a very gerrymandered seat in the far northwest corner of the state of Wisconsin in Superior. For a long time, that was a district that was represented by a Democrat in 2020. In the 2022 election, Republicans put forth a candidate, Angie Sapik, who was live tweeting the insurrection on January 6th in support of what was happening.
My goodness.
On that day, and was putting all sorts of COVID conspiracies out and what have you. And she ended up winning that race by like 1.5%. And I think this year you're seeing some of those closely competitive races are have candidates that are a lot more experienced, a lot more moderate. You know, one race that I've keyed in the Fox Valley has a, you know, the former mayor of Neenah is running.
Yeah.
So instead of just like people plucked off of Twitter, you're having people with actual experience that Republicans are running too.
We're going to keep this conversation going with the Recombobulation founder and political editor of Civic Media, Dan Schaefer. Don't go anywhere. Stay close. You're listening to Matt and Aaron on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I am sharing some good news about prices and inflation. Inflation is back to normal. Yes, you heard that right. All the price craziness that we've had to deal with because of the pandemic and supply chain issues, tariffs, companies gouging our prices, it's coming back down. This summer, inflation dropped to its normal level, under 3%, which is a great sign for our economy. Now, I'm old enough to remember going to the White Hen with two quarters and walking out with a pop. So prices are still higher than that, but we're really getting back into some normal after all that COVID cost chaos. I love me some normal. And that was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube, or you can text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care. Hey there, it's Carrie Joy. University of Chicago professor Harold Pollack said that the best financial advice for most people would fit on an index card. I'm going to fit his index card into your Work Money Minute. Here we go. Max out your 401k or other employee contribution. Buy inexpensive, well-diversified mutual funds. Never buy or sell an individual security. The person on the other side of the table knows more than you do. Save 20% of your income. Pay your credit card balance in full every month. Maximize tax-advantaged savings vehicles like Roth, SEP, and 529 accounts. Pay attention to fees. Avoid actively managed funds. Make financial advisors commit to the fiduciary standard. And lastly, promote social insurance programs to help folks when things go wrong. That's it. For more tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I'm discombobulated. It's grounds to be frustrated.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Box, sitting in for Jane Matt and Air, who will be returning on Monday. You can always be part of the conversation by calling or texting, same number, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment on the live stream. We are currently streaming on YouTube and the website that we still call Twitter, because in this house, it's Twitter. But Civic Media's account's there. You can go and find us on the live stream. And right now, we are still running for the rest of the hour, the Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest, where you can enter by texting in the word money. Do that by going to the free Civic Media app, type in the word money, text it to us, and you'll be entered into the daily contest, and then enter into the wider contest, which the grand prize winner will get two tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay on the 23rd of December, which is beyond amazing Christmas present, I must say. And I can't believe you thought of me when you won, and I'll go with you. That's fine. We'll go together. I'll bring seat warmers for our tushies because it's real hard there. But it actually not so much because it's club level seating there. So it's going to be warm and comfy. Now, here's the thing. We're talking to Dan Schaefer, who is the founder of the Recombobulation Area and political editor for Civic Media. When Dan comes on the show, we get something we call the Dan Schaefer bump. We get a lot of people on the live stream. He puts it out there, and the people who love him, and a lot of people love him, come to the live stream. And I want to talk to the people right now on the live stream. I'm going to make a request of you on the live stream right now. Download the free Civic Media app.
Do it.
Type in the word, go to the text feature on the bottom of the screen, type in the word money, text it to us during this show, and enter yourself into the contest. And also, you know, have a good time listening to great conversation, but do that. All those live stream fans, download the app, text in the word money, and be part of the contest. Be part of our lives. Dan, you wanted to talk about we were talking about before your legislative voting guide for Wisconsin, which is currently available on the Recombobulation area, I assume, as well as Civic Media's website. As well, it'll be in our show notes. You can find it. You wanted to talk about the Wausau area assembly seat that's coming up.
Yeah, that's right. This is, you know, like I mentioned in the previous segment there, I have 8 toss-up seats identified in my comprehensive district by district voter guide. And one of those is in Wausau. This central Wisconsin doesn't have a whole lot of swing districts, but there's certainly one now in the new 85th district. This is one of the few districts on the map won by both Tony Evers and Ron Johnson in the 2022 midterms. And in the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump won this district by less than 200 votes. So it's about as toss up as it gets for an assembly district in the state of Wisconsin. And the race there projects to be a really interesting one. One of the projection sites and data that I use for my series here is a place called CAnalysis. They correctly projected 98 of 99 assembly districts correctly in the 2022 midterms. And they have this district as the toss-up seat in the state legislature. So if Democrat Yiling Zhang is able to defeat Republican incumbent Patrick Snyder, things get really interesting for the Wisconsin state legislature. And you know, as we've seen this week, Wausau is going to be in focus, I think, for this year's election.
Dan, why is that? What's happening? Wausau's a sleepy town. Nothing's going on. That's crazy. Am I right?
Well, I guess there's been some shenanigans this week in Wausau. And I think it's just with what happened with the Wausau mayor. What happened with the Wausau mayor moving the Dropbox this week, I think just serves as a reminder that there are going to be, sorry, I got a little distracted with a message coming through.
Yeah.
I think it's just a reminder of the shenanigans, that are going to come into play this fall, because, we know how much Republicans did after the 2020, election, with trying to overturn the results. And I think what's happening with the drop boxes this week, what's happening with the with Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany spreading all sorts of falsehoods about ballots in Madison this week, I think it's just a reminder that Republicans are going to be pulling all sorts of ridiculous shenanigans when it comes to the election results this fall. And we have to remain vigilant to stand up against these, correct the false reports, like what was happening with Tom Tiffany, and he seems to be doubling down and then some on those false comments that even the Associated Press had a report yesterday characterizing his comments as false too. So I think it's just, you know, we're now getting really close to election day. There's less than 40 days to go, less than 6 weeks to go, and I think it's just a reminder. What this week has served really as a reminder to stay vigilant and, you know, be aware of the shenanigans that are almost certainly coming.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, is we've learned in the past, just even a couple of weeks, that facts don't, I mean, they've never really mattered to them, but in the wake of things like Springfield, Ohio, what's going on in Wausau, what's going on in Dodge County, what's going on with Tom Tiffany, and sheesh, what is going on? They do not care. But I think it's important, as you said, to have these conversations so you, the listener or the viewer, can be informed. So that way, when you do encounter individuals and say, well, did you hear about what's happening in Madison? I'm like, well, settle down. It's fine. Let me tell you what's going on. Or here's a website so they can, quote, do their own research, Calvin, because I think that's important. And also, while I do, I use the term shenanigans as well, we also want to tell you folks that when we say shenanigans, we're talking about voter intimidation, voter suppression, and keeping you from your right to cast your ballot. So I know it's a fun word, but it's a very serious one. And I want to see what happens in Wausau. I want to, the clerk was upset. Yeah. The city attorney told them not to do it. And now it seems like there might be an investigation.
Yeah, it is it's a pretty ridiculous one. And I also, just another reminder of how much local elections matter.
Yes.
Like, this is a Republican mayor that got a lot of funding from the party earlier this year to try to, you know, defeat a progressive mayor, Katie Rosenberg, in the city of Wausau. And I think it just goes to show you every election matters up and down the ballot from the state legislature to the president. You got to get involved every single time.
Absolutely. You can subscribe to the Recombobulationary. It is really a wonderful website. You can also check out Dan's writings on the Civic Media website. He is the founder of the Recombobulationary and the political editor of Civic Media. Dan Schaefer, thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you next Friday, of course.
Thanks so much, Greg. We'll be here next week.
Wonderful. Very, very much. Stay close. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Getting out of frozen Wisconsin. I need you to recombobulate me. I want you to recombobulate me. I need you to recombobulate me. Won't somebody recombobulate me?
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
CBS News Brief, a dramatic rescue at a county hospital in Tennessee where patients and caregivers were stranded on the roof because of Storm Helene flooding.
Emergency responders used helicopters to rescue about 50 people and bring them to safety. There were emotional reunions when those stranded were back on the ground and safe.
That's CBS's Tom Hansen. The Israeli military struck the headquarters of Hezbollah in Beirut, causing massive explosions that leveled many buildings. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayeb says Washington is monitoring the rising Middle East tension.
The White House has said that President Biden has told the Pentagon to, quote, assess and adjust U.S. forces as needed across the Middle East.
Former President Donald Trump held a campaign town hall in Warren, Michigan.
We're going to bring the automobile business back to this area where it started, and we're going to bring it back at levels that have never been seen before.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Packers hit the road tomorrow. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay is at Tennessee this week. In the preseason, the Packers traded with the Titans to bring in Malik Willis, who started last week's win over Indianapolis. Willis said that Tennessee knows what he can do.
I'm not sure that it comes down to that. I think I know they're over there preparing, and we're going to prepare over here and do the best we can come to game time. But like you said, we're taking this thing day by day.
Head coach Matt LaFleur said he knows there's a tough task ahead for the offense, regardless of who is at quarterback.
I think they got a lot of veteran players, and they're a well-built defense. I think schematically it's a challenge. Denard Wilson coming from Baltimore, and just he's an experienced guy in this league. And then when you couple that with really good players, you have a chance to be a really good defense.
Jordan Love is listed as questionable for tomorrow's game, which kicks off at noon. The Milwaukee Brewers lost Friday 7-4 to the Arizona Diamondbacks. The loss puts the Brewers four games back of the National League's best record. The same two teams play tonight in Milwaukee. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low in the mid-50s. Sunny and even warmer tomorrow, a high in the mid-80s. More sunshine and low 80s Sunday and Monday, then much cooler. Highs fall back to the low 60s on Tuesday and upper 60s for Wednesday. Right now it's 53.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches, it's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first, the Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why, because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, very excited to have Lee McGowan, the politics girl, is going to join us as we break down the upcoming 2024 presidential election. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. My name is Greg Bach. I'm sitting in for Jane Matinair, who will be back on Monday. And we love to hear from you. You can do that by calling or texting. The number is the same whether you're doing it. It's 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can call us, text us. You can drop a comment on the live stream. We are currently on Civic Media's YouTube and Twitter page because we call it Twitter in this house. It's always Twitter. It's always going to be Twitter. And right now we are running the Go for the Greener Gold Text to Win contest, which all you have to do to enter is download the free Civic Media app, go to the text feature at the bottom of the screen, text the word money, M-O-E-N-Y, money, and you're going to be entered into our daily contest, our hourly contest. There's going to be another one at 1 o'clock and another one at 4 o'clock. You can win either cash or you can win some jewelry. But either way, you're going to be entered into the larger contest, and one grand prize winner will. I almost said wizard. Calvin.
You're a wizard, Greg.
Oh, thank goodness. But you're going to be entered into a grand prize contest, which can see you possibly win two tickets, club level seating, warm and comfy, to see the Green and Gold play New Orleans on December the 23rd up in Green Bay. That's going to be a lot of fun. But you can do that by going into the Civic Media app. You have to have the Civic Media app to do it. Text the word money, M-O-N-E-Y, proper spelling. If you send the word like Moni or Monet, you're not entered. And then we have to tell you about that. So also, I issued this challenge before we had Dan Schaefer on because we love having Dan on the show. He brings the Dan Schaefer bump. We got a lot of people on the live stream right now watching. I'm looking at you live streamers. Download the free Civic Media app. This is a challenge. Download the free Civic Media app. Text the word money to Civic Media and be entered in the contest and make us a part of your life because we want to hear from you. You're here. We see you. Come on in. So we heard the music coming in. That is the theme song, as we know, by John Williams for the film franchise Harry Potter. Are you a Harry Potter fan, Calvin?
I like Harry Potter. I don't know if I would associate myself with Harry Potter fans, but
oh boy,
I've read the books, I watched the movies, and I played the most recent video game. But I'm
sounds like you're a fan, buddy.
That makes it sound like I'm really like die hard. But I wouldn't put myself in the camp of people who like get Harry Potter tattoos or like that kind of thing.
Absolutely. I mean, it's I get that. I'm a Harry Potter fan. I've read most of the books. I've seen the movies. That's about as far as it goes.
Most of the books.
Well, I get busy and I read half the fifth. I read the first four books and got halfway through the fifth and then I had to do something else. I never went back.
The fifth one, not to go on a Harry Potter tangent, but I read them when I was young, but yeah. I explicitly remember the fifth one was a tripping point for me. I found it really boring.
Okay.
So maybe that could be a common thread.
Okay. Well, I mean, the reason why we're bringing it up, honestly, is because the woman who played Minerva McGonagall, Dame Maggie Smith, died this morning, or we got word that she'd passed away this morning. She was 89 years old. She was famous for being in the Harry Potter franchise. She was also well-known from Downton Abbey, the best Marigold Hotel. I first came to know of her as, quote-unquote, older Wendy from the 1991 film Hook, which I absolutely love, Robin Williams. If you don't know that movie, get it in your life. I'm sure it's on a streaming service somewhere in this world. I did not know this, Calvin, and the reason why I brought this up is I wanted to celebrate some people who, because here's what happens. When we lose a celebrity, someone who's beloved in the world, people who just, like, you know, that whether they're, you know, Maggie Smith stands, if I'm using that correctly, or that whole thing of like protect Maggie Smith at all costs because we love her so much. She, before I even knew who she was, she had already won 2 Academy Awards. She had 5 BAFTAs, 3 Golden Globes, 4 Primetime Emmys, 5 Screen Actors Guild Award, and a Tony Award. I had no idea she was this accomplished. Did you at all, Calvin?
I didn't. And I'll be completely honest, I'm not really up to date on actors, but I know her as Professor McGonagall.
Yeah. So the thing is like, I know what's going to happen is, and this is great, and it should happen. The outpouring of love. We love Maggie Smith. We're going to miss her. She's amazing. She defined my childhood through Harry Potter, or I loved her for this and that. And I just wanted to put it upon you all who are watching and listening. Are there any celebrities out there who we should be celebrating now while they're still here? People who we should be getting the flowers before they leave us? Because I always feel like, oh, we're celebrating when they're gone. We should have known more about them before that, so we could know more about them in the here and now. And I just thought maybe if anyone out there wants to text us or call us and let us know about, is there a celebrity? Is there a musician, an artist that you think is amazing? Heck, you know what? If there's just someone great in your life, you're like, hey, this is who's awesome, and I'm going to tell you why, feel free to call us, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also drop a comment on the live stream and tell us. We see nearly 200 people on the live stream right now, so someone out there, you know someone who's cool. So yeah, let us know who you think. Calvin, is there anyone out there, an author? I know you are a huge reader. You love video games. Is there a designer? Anyone out there who we should know about in this world who's just not only like talented, but you're like, oh, they're so great.
Well, I'll go with someone that I'm going to be really bummed when they're gone, but yeah. I have my own frustrations with him personally.
Okay.
And, but the author, George R.R. Martin.
Oh, I know why you'd be frustrated, because you're never getting those 2 books.
We're never getting them. And that's why I'm frustrated. But what he's created, even if they remain unfinished,
yeah,
are just so spectacular and put me in a world that I've never really read anything that comes close to it. And part of that is probably because it was the first adult epic fantasy I read.
Yeah.
But I remember when I was reading the books for the first time when I was 17, 18 years old, mm-hmm. I didn't have dreams of being in the world of Game of Thrones, but I did have, I remember a very vivid dream I had one time where I stumbled upon George R. R. Martin's house and he invited me in and I asked him about the end of the series. And I don't remember what he told me in this dream, but that's how much his work has impacted me. And I hope maybe he passes notes along to someone, but at the end of the day, I'm happy with the work that he has given to us.
I have to imagine that there's got to be something somewhere that says if he should die before they're done, there's someone he trusts to take the story to a conclusion. Unless he's such a trickster where he has something in his will saying absolutely no one's allowed to touch it ever. And if it's not finished, oh well.
He, when asked about that, he has not entertained it. He has been like, no, I'm finishing them. They'll get done someday.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. I hope he's seen reality as he nears his 80s. I don't think he's 80 yet, but he's confidently close.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We have Maureen listening in Nina on WISS who says, Dick Van Dyke, very talented. Yes. You know, Dick Van Dyke, I think he's like 98 years old. He's still performing. He just won an Emmy and he is alive. And he's also another person, you know, we were talking to Dorothy Harms from the Farmer Angel Network earlier. And he's someone who's talked openly about his struggles with mental health, his struggles with addiction. And I think, you know, and I'm going to, you know, I'll take that example. And is a fantastic, Dick Van Dyke is super, super, super influential for me. And I've told Jane this, that the day that Mel Brooks leaves us, I might not come in to work because I will be very, very upset. He is not only one of the, he has won all the awards. He's created some of the most influential and impactful comedy of the past 50 years. He's influenced writers, directors, producers, comedians, stand-up, sketch, improv. He's done it all, and he is just very, very important. And I just think, and when you listen to him talk, you get excited and you get happy because he's just happy to be alive. And he's, I think he's 97 as well. I mean, a lot of these individuals we're talking about who are older, but yeah, it's just, I think it's important to talk about these performers and these celebrities we love so much while they're here. And celebrate them and also celebrate people in your life as well. And just, you know, I mean, the George R.R. Martin thing. I mean, I didn't realize how much you love those books because I know you love a lot of fantasy, Calvin. You love it's fantasy, right? That's your main.
Yeah, I like sci-fi too, but Game of Thrones was definitely my entry into the world of adult fiction, I would say. I read a lot when I was a kid too, but that was the first like book written for adults that I read.
Did you feel, because you're 17, I'm not gonna lie, I tried to get through the first one. I was like, I don't like this. It's not my game. It's very, very adult.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I like weird dark things, I guess. I don't know, like Black Mirror is my absolute favorite TV show. Yeah. Shout out, season 5's coming, or whatever the next season is in 2025.
Well, I mean that, and that. Well, that's great. I mean, I'm just a big scaredy cat, Calvin. You like all the things I'm afraid of, and you're much more courageous than I am.
Yeah, but it's also like there's certainly works that Game of Thrones is derivative of, and there's worlds or there's author sense that have built really expansive worlds. But when you're reading those books, the world just feels so real and lived in, and I just think that that's a feet, and I really appreciate his work.
Well, we got another text in from Liz in Saukville listening to WAUK. She says Elizabeth Gilbert, who's the author of Eat, Pray, Love, among many. She loves Robert Redford, who's a great actor and, of course, an environmental activist. And, I mean, yes, Liz. Meryl Streep, great actor, and her activism. She's just amazing. I mean, these are, I feel like we have so many more performers now who we just see as great people too, who are standing up for great causes, who are looking at the younger generation and saying, this is how you do it. I mean, I think that's a very, very important as well. But yeah, I mean, all three of those are fantastic examples. Thank you so much for reaching out to us, Liz, listening in Saukville. If you want to be part of the conversation, you can call us 855-752-4842. That's 855-CIVIC. Once again, we are doing the text to win, go for the green or gold text to win contest. And you can do that by downloading the Civic Media app and texting the word money, M-O-N-E-Y. And Calvin, I've seen some misspellings come through already.
Yes, M-O-N-E-Y.
Every time I spell it, I'm like, am I spelling it correctly?
I know, I just had that same
money,
thought.
Simple word, two syllables, five letters. You're like, am I doing this correctly? M-O-N-E-Y. And you will be entered in to be part of the 11 o'clock contest, and if you win, you can either win $100 cash, oh boy, or you can win some jewelry. And no matter what, you enter, you get entered into the big contest, which is two tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay on December the 23rd. And those tickets are club level, by the way. That means they are soft cushioned, they are warm, they're very, I've been able to sit in those seats, and they are very, very nice. The stadium is a great place, but it does have very hard seating on the outside. And so you will get club level seats. You can take your favorite person, a great Christmas present. If you know Calvin and you love him, you can take him if you want. It's fine. I'm sure he's not going to deny you. But either way, do that. Be part of the contest. Text the word money, M-O-N-E-Y, to be part of it, to enter into the contest for today. You get another chance at 1 p.m. on the Todd Alba Show. You'll get another chance, one more final chance on the Maggie Dawn Show at 4 p.m. But stay tuned for that. Listen in for those keywords coming in down in the next few hours. So, Calvin, we're going to take ourselves a little break. We're going to get some snacks, some water, because it's important to stay hydrated, Calvin. And when we come back, we are going to round out the show, round out the week with another edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. This time today, it is called Giant Baby Edition. So don't go anywhere. Stay close. We're going to be coming back right away. But you're amazing. You're awesome. Thank you for listening, of course. This is Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I have some great news for our money. The Fed just cut interest rates for the first time in 4 years. This means that buying a house or a car is about to get a little easier and a little cheaper because loans are going to cost less. It might be time for some refinancing. And my favorite part is that credit card interest rates should also be coming down. This is because inflation is under control. The Fed is the Federal Reserve. It's the central bank of the U.S. They kept interest rates high because they wanted to bring down inflation. And the current administration has done a lot to curb price gouging from corporations. So now inflation is low enough that the country's top bankers, the folks at the Fed, have cut interest rates. It feels pretty great to share some good money news. I'd love to hear yours. Drop me a comment on any one of my videos over at Work Money Media on YouTube.
The Todd Alba Show.
They're eating the pets.
J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie. Pat Kreitlow, words have consequences.
Of course they do. When we're talking about the incendiary remarks about immigrants, we're not talking about the fact that it was Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone who killed the bipartisan border security and immigration reform bill.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution, that is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Box, sitting in for Jane Matt and Air, who will be returning on Monday. You can always be part of the conversation by calling or texting. It's the same number, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also watch us on the live stream. Drop a comment there. We are currently on Civic Media's YouTube and Twitter page, because here we call it Twitter. You can also be part of the Go for the Greener Gold Text to Win contest. that is going on right now until the end of the hour. The keyword is money, M-O-N-E-Y. Go get the Civic Media app, text the word money in, and you'll be part of the contest. There are two more chances today, 1 p.m. and 4 p.m., and that is it. Then the contest is done. We'll find our winners for those hourly entries and then also find our grand prize winner, which will be probably announced in the next week or so, but you stick close. The word is money, M-O-N-E-Y. And Calvin, it's Friday. It's 11:51. It's the 11:51 time frame. So you know what that means, right? It's a time for another edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
This shouldn't be a thing.
When researching this segment we do on this show, we come across a lot of interesting stories. We've talked about some weird things. A robot with lifelike skin that smile oddly. We've talked about, snakes that are slowly, I guess, eating people. But today, I really feel like we found one for the ages, and that is demonic 27-foot doll in town square terrifies locals. Quote, never seen anything like this. The English village of Rockdale are freaking out because there's a giant 27-foot baby doll in the middle of their town square. It's sitting down, and Calvin, to describe it is, first of all, why do you think there is a 27-foot baby doll sitting in the middle of the Rockdale town square? If you didn't already know, what would be your guess, I should say?
Well, if it was in America and not England, I would assume it's like some like anti-abortion protest or something.
True. But that's not what it is. So it is a 27-foot tall doll with G.I. Joe type arms with weird flexors in it. And it also has I thought it was a bouncy house because there's like a mesh center where the tummy is. And by the way, pretty sure this baby doll is naked because there's like pillows all around the areas and its eyes are closed. It has those, what looks like those flippy doll eyes from when you were a kid. You'd like tip it back and its eyes would open, tip it down, it's closed. It looks like it has this. I mean, and it also just looks like it had a rough night. It's very, very odd looking. But there it is with a gigantic, what looks to be a 6 or 7 foot baby bottle next to it. A 27-foot, I don't even like saying this, but naked baby sitting in the middle of an English town square. Any thoughts at all? Like a second, what would be your second guess? So if it was America, yes, I get that. It would be probably some pro-life thing, something, a political statement. What else you got for me, Calvin?
You know, I guess my next guess would just be like a modern art installation that's just there for no reason.
Another great guess. Honestly, that is probably, you know, because I absolutely thought to myself, I'm like, this is because I read the article, like, this is horrifying. I thought nothing about art, but yes, that is also a great guess. The baby's name is Lily, and it's being brought out to the children to talk about the importance of the environment. This story does not explain why this gigantic, evil-looking baby is being used for it. All I know is that the kids seem fascinated. The article I'm reading here, the kids seem fascinated, and the parents are completely freaked out by it. And the picture of the person who uses the baby, which is a person in overalls with red hair and a microphone, not helping the situation at all. Because it just looks like a baby sitting upright asleep with mechanical arms. I cannot stop looking at this, Calvin.
I keep being the odd one, obviously. I mean, I'm going to agree that this shouldn't be a thing because the purpose is really obscure and weird. But I think, as an art piece, it's kind of cool.
As an art piece, it works. And maybe that's the thing is like, we're going to use, like, also, didn't you have to reuse a lot of paper, a lot of environment to make this thing happen? I don't understand.
That's kind of where I was going with it is like, it's either made of plastic or paper or something that doesn't look super environmentally friendly.
And I want to know why the mesh center on the stomach. I need to know what that's about too. Is it a bouncy house?
I think my assumption based off what the purpose is, I think it might be a speaker.
Oh, wow. See, you're thinking. You're really thinking.
But I'm thinking really hard about that.
Well, either way, whether it's environment, art, speaker, or bouncy house, Calvin, this is a thing that should not be.
This shouldn't be a thing.
All right, before we get out of here, I want to make one quick correction. I accidentally said the Maggie Dawn show at 4 o'clock when I meant the Dom Salvia show. It is going to be Todd Alba show at 1 p.m. for the text to win keyword. And 4 p.m. on Dom Salvia show. That was my mistake. I appreciate you calling me on that in the text lines. Calvin, thank you so much for helping out this week. Thank you for being here. Thank you, everyone, for watching. Thank you for being a part of the show, for texting, calling. We couldn't do this without you. Jane will be back on Monday, and you're going to be listening to some news coming up next. And then followed by that will be the Todd Alba show. He's on location right now in Los Angeles. So please stick around. Stay close. You've been listening to Matt and Aaron Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay awesome.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Dan Davies and Craig Kinnett talk about their giant spider invasion event. And
the lovable producer Connor will give a full report after watching in person the green and gold take on the purple people eaters.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Wisconsin's volunteers are making a difference in our communities every single day. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org. You can filter by location, organization, cause, accessibility, and more, all to help find the best fit for you. Go to volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center today. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The now tropical depression Helene left behind life-threatening flooding in Florida and the Southeast. WLBT-TV's Sam Luther is in the eastern Tennessee town of Newport.
Sheriff C.J. Ball says seven of his cruisers were lost to the flood, along with a fire truck and rescue squad truck, the storm hitting the heart of downtown.
The jail annex is underwater. The police department's underwater. Everything on the railroad tracks is completely underwater.
It's not clear what the total damage will be, as people hope that their homes, businesses, and loved ones make it out okay.
I have seen stuff in town already today, a flood like I've never seen before.
Helene has been responsible for at least 45 deaths. The death toll from today's attack by Israel on a Beirut suburb stands at six dead, more than 90 wounded. BBC's Chris Barrow reports Israel is ramping up efforts to dismantle Hezbollah in Lebanon.
The initial strikes are believed to have targeted the group's leader, Hassan Nasrallah, and destroyed buildings in the south of Beirut. At least six people were killed, but there's been no word on the fate of Hassan Nasrallah. The Israeli military then ordered residents of three specific blocks to evacuate and carried out more than 20 subsequent strikes over a five-hour period.
Secretary of State Blinken is calling for a ceasefire. Vice President Harris visited the southern border at Douglas, Arizona.
I was Attorney General of a border state for two terms. I saw the violence and chaos that transnational criminal organizations cause, and the heartbreak and loss from the spread of their illicit drugs.
Former